Bill number 5204 may change the way corrections departments handle court procedures and transportation that could save the taxpayers millions of dollars per year. Norfolk County Sheriff Jerry McDermott held a press conference this week looking to continue the way the courts and corrections departments have been operating since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Video court procedures mean the end of transporting inmates to and from the courthouse. Sheriff McDermott says the move could save millions of dollars per year statewide if every county gets on board.
You've got the wear and tear on the vehicles. It's not the best for the environment. It's not the best for the taxpayers of the Commonwealth. And I'll just point out this, David. In 2015, the state auditor looked at one of the Western Mass sheriffs and showed that over an 18-month period, that sheriff's office would have saved $1.6 million.
State Representative Allison Sullivan actually sponsored Bill 5204 with the help of former Norfolk County Sheriff Michael Bilotti. She says she hopes the bill will go through sooner than later.
So what's going to happen next is my office will write a letter to the Rules Committee in hopes and ask and urge the committee to report the bill out to a committee within the House and ask them to, you know, at least have a hearing on it and then hopefully kind of progress this legislative process. Typically, we end the formal session on July 31st. However, because of COVID, we've extended it to the end of the year. So I believe we have some time to really dig into this legislation, work through this legislation, and continue it through to the future.
Sullivan says there will still be in-person court procedures on a case-to-case basis, but the way the public sees how the courts and corrections departments are run could change forever. In Dedham, David Cedrone, WATD News.